God bless you, beloved.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
God bless you. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle William Foster, the evangelist of the morning and the evening and the afternoon and all that great stuff. Look here. Today we want to be talking about, thank you, Jesus, how it is time for some action. It's time for some action, not just on God's part, but it's time for some action on our part, the saints of God, the people of God, the ones who we've called and chosen and told that he's going to do great and marvelous things for. So God is looking for something from us as well as, oh God, we are to be looking for something from him. Oh, Jesus, he said, remember now, it is he had do it that had made us, and now we are ourselves. We are the sheep and the people of his pasture. So we should enter into his courts with thanksgiving, into his gates with thanksgiving, I'm sorry, into his courts with praise. So he's looking for us to give him something so that we may get something in return at a greater value. Thank you, Jesus. So today, let's go to God in prayer. Let's talk and see what the Lord has to say. Father, we thank you for your blood. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your strength. We pray in the name of Christ Jesus that you bind the devil in the name of Jesus. We pray that you heal the land, God, that you will help us and call us, God, to walk upright before you and to fear your name, those things which are pleasing unto you. Father, we pray that you just continue, God, to watch over us and take care of us and guide us, God. Oh, God, strengthen us when we're weak, Father. Jesus, help us to stand where we've fallen, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we appreciate you, and we thank you for your didactic power. Glory, oh, God, in your dynamic way. Lord, now we pray to be glorified in all that we do and all that we say. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. For you are my Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer. Hide me, God, that they may see you always. In Jesus' name, I love you, Father. And it is so. Bless God and amen. Today, let's go there, y'all, because we got to do some traveling. Oh, let's go to First Chronicles. The 16th chapter, one of my favorite books in the Bible. In the Old Testament, 1 Chronicles 16, I want to begin at verse 9, read down to about 22. He says, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye all of his wondrous works, glory ye in his name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he had done, his wonders, and the judgment of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always. I'll say that again. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, even of the covenant which he had made with Abraham, and of his oath unto Isaac, and had confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, thy lot, the lot of your inheritance, when ye were what but few, even a few, and strangers in it. He said, and when they went from nation to nation and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, what? Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Yes, Lord, the word of God for the people of God, but we got to search a little bit further. God is trying to tell us it's time for some action. The first thing he said was, sing unto him. Glory ye in his name, not your name, not my name, not your pastor, your bishop, your mama, your teacher, your apostle, the evangelist, the prophet, nobody. He said, I say glory in my name. There is something that I'm looking for from my people, and I'm commanding an address from them. Thank you, Jesus. He said, and it will be wise to do just what I ask you to do. I'm going to bless you in the way, but I need you to give me something, oh God, to work with. I'm going to take care of the enemy, so don't worry about the enemy. Just be glad that I'm working on your behalf and in your favor. Thank you, God. Then he told me to go on over to Job. Let's go over to Job. Get somebody follow me over to Job just a little bit. Yes, God. Let's go over to Job. Job, oh, Jesus. Job 16:2, he said, I have heard many such things, my God. Job answered him and said, be covenant, be wise of who it is that you're, oh God, conspiring with, or who's trying to, oh God, be around you and give you information, who's trying to give you some type of counsel. If they have not the wisdom of God themselves, how can they say anything to you about your situation? If you're not going through what I'm going through, how can you talk to me about anything that I'm dealing with? Thank you, God. He said, quit being a hypocrite. That's what God said. Quit being hypocrite. Quit letting the hypocrite. John got your ears with their vain and foolish glory, with the stuff they want to talk about. Jesus, if it was me, I would have did it like this. If it was me, I would have did it like that. Well, it ain't you. And you know, God, if you ain't never did what I'm doing, then get out of my face. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go on a little bit further. Job said it like this for my enemies. He said, Job 20 and verse 4. He said, knowest thou not this of old, since man was placed upon earth, that the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite, but for a moment. Ain't that something? Just but for a moment. Thank you, God. Job understood that, Jesus, you talking all that talk. Oh, God, you know, they're talking a lot of yiggity-yacking, smiggity-smack. You ain't talking about nothing. You're talking, keep on walking. Thank you, God. Because if you're not living what you're trying to give, oh, God, then it is to none profit unto me. Oh, God, it's time for some action. I need God to step up, step in my life, and do something to correct some stuff that has happened to me that, oh, God, that was unforeseen coming. Thank you, God. Oh, Jesus, but it's something how God is so marvelous in all his way. Watch how God said it to Job in chapter 21 and verse 22. He said, shall any man teach God knowledge? Seeing he judges those that are high. Oh, I told you over in 1 Chronicles 16 chapter, he said, I'm bringing down the high places. Oh, God, Jesus. Why did I say that? Because he said, I'm rebuking kings for your sake. All these folks coming in, see, I understand the Bible said there are many antichrists in the world. Jesus. So all these people, prophets and pastors and teachers and leaders, giving false information, false reading, false senses of hope and things of this nature. God said he's tired of the misleading. Oh, God. He said, I'm tired of the riffraff. Oh, Jesus. I'm tired of those who have been lying in my name. Jesus, I'm tired of those who have been calling, oh, God, saying that I'm Lord and I'm God, but, oh, God, they have not been reverencing me themselves. Oh, God. Did I make a little sense? Well, let's go a little bit further. Thank you, God. I believe David said it like this. I told you we're going to walk a little bit, y'all. I told you we're just going to walk just a little bit. David said it like this in Psalms, the first chapter. He said, the wicked, oh, God, the ungodly are not so. Oh, God, chapter 1, verse 4. He said, blessed the man, man. You got to stand in the way of righteousness, sit in the way of righteousness, walk in the way of righteousness, talk in the way of righteousness. He said, verse 2, he said, the Lord, oh, God, delight in the law of, oh, God, his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doeth he meditate day and night, the word of God. And he said, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That bring it forth, oh God, there it is, his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Ain't that something? But the ungodly, oh God, are not so, but are like the chaff, like the wind driveth away. Jesus, oh, so you got to watch who it is that you're hanging around, who's been trying to water around, who's been trying to dig around your well, who's been trying to bless your stump, and they not growing they sell because they, oh God, they're stumped out, Jesus. Help me, Holy Ghost. I'm going to be nice. But then, oh God, David goes on over in Psalms 34. I love it. Look at what he said, verse 18 and 19. Watch this. Oh God, he said, the Lord is nigh, Jesus, unto them that are what? I mean, broken heart, and saving such as be of a contrite spirit. Jesus, you know, your backslidden ways. That's what he's saying. Oh, he said, but many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him or them out of them. Oh my God. Jesus. So God is standing up for our righteous cause, blessing us, helping us, showing us the way, teaching us the right from the wrong. My God. And it's beautiful how God has already, how God had a recourse over our lives. He's mapped out everything about us. Know the way that we take. Know how it is that we're going to be when he brings us out all right. Good God, I'm excited about the blood of Jesus. Huh? Because this is the blood that has helped us, kept us rearranged and remade some things about us. Jesus, the blood that never runs dry. Good God, but let me go a little bit further. Hallelujah. I feel it in my soul. Thank you, God. Let's go over to, Jeremiah. You know it. You know where I'm going. Jeremiah 29. Yes. Oh, God, verse 10. He said, oh, God, he said, for thus saith the Lord, not man, but the Lord, after 70 years has been accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you in causing you to return to this place. Why did he have to say it like that? Because he took them that long to fight against that woman, that nasty, cantankerous, foolish, silly, clumorous, devious woman. Oh, God, Babylon, the whore of Babylon, that Jezebelic spirit that runs so rampant in the earth even now through many women. Oh, God, even through some men. Good God, so you have to watch what it is and how it is, who you let come into your house, whose house you go into, who table you let sit, oh, God, or you allow yourself to sit at, who, oh, God, who place, oh, God, who home is you allow yourself to go in, who you allow to drive or ride around in your car with you, because everybody is not for you that say that they with you, oh, God. I believe Jesus told the disciples, they said, well, Master, they doing something on that side. He said, well, hold on, leave that crowd alone. They good. They with us. But you see them over there? Watch them, thank you, God, because they that are not with us are what against us. Oh, God. He said, so I need you all, like Paul said, pray for a spirit to discern. Know the right from wrong. Know who it is that, oh, God, is in your vineyard working with you. Oh, God, I feel sorry for a lot of leaders and a lot of pastors got these women and men working for them. Oh, God, and they all they doing is sit back, get fat off these people, and they trying to save nobody's soul. Oh, God, but they feel that they just going to make it anyhow. God said, no, I don't deal with anyhow spirits. I'm not an anyhow or anything kind of God. I'm an all things kind of God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Someone trying to simmer down. Thank you, Jesus. Help, but God said, you know what I'm talking about right up and through here. Look at what verse 11 saying. Oh, God, Jeremiah 29. Look at what he said. He said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil. Oh, God, to give you an expected end, a holy end, a helpful end. That's why I say he has already made a recourse for your life. He's already, Jesus, given up, oh, God, Jesus, a design map for your life. He already knows the summation of the things that's going to be worked out for your good. But it's time for some action, thank you, God. Oh, God, David said, I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord because he is good. I will give God the great, oh, God, glory that's due unto his name. I don't have time to be wondering who going to call and praise the Lord with me. I asked the people to bless the Lord with me. Oh, God, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. But when I got to the house of the Lord, I began to rejoice and praise God. But when they came in, they just kind of looked around, put their hands in their pockets, put them around with their thumbs, and sat down and just wondered who was going to do what and what was going to do it how. Thank you, Jesus, but I don't have time to be wondering who it is going to stand up for me. Oh, God, Jeremiah even asked the question, who would cry for me? It made me look like, I think, what was that boy, Antoine's sister, looked at the Bible and said that for himself. He said, who would cry for me? Who's going to go in my stead? Who's going to pray for me when I'm down? Who's going to, oh, God, come worship, oh, God with me when I need somebody to worship God with me? Who's going to come praise God with me when I need a breakthrough? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I'm blessed in the stead and I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed when I go out and I'm blessed when I come in. But how can I know that I'm blessed when all I do is pray, oh God, and I don't nobody come my way, God, to encourage me, and oh God, to uplift my heart and to uplift my spirit. I'm going through some stuff. I'm dealing with some stuff. Oh God, my mama, I can't call her. My daddy, I can't call him because he's dead. I was trying to call my sister and my brother, but they were somewhere out pleading themselves, oh God, and enjoying their own family. Thank you, God. Oh God, I couldn't call my pastor. Why? Because he was too busy out of town somewhere. Jesus, I couldn't call the spiritual, oh God, other leaders of the church because everybody had something that they were doing and tending to their own way. Oh, God, but all I could do was call on Jesus in my time of trouble, in my time of need. God said I was looking for the action to come straight from you. Yes, Lord. Well, what you want me to do, God? He said, lift up your head. Oh, ye gate, I hear you, Holy Ghost, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. God, help me. Hey, God, and as he comes in, oh, God, he will sit with me. He will sup with me. He will dine with me. He will fill me up, thank you, God. He will bless me and overflow me. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, sometimes I've had horrific cries in the night. Oh, God, some that were so ear-shattering. And, oh, God, so, oh, God, mind-rattling that, oh, God, nobody could understand what it was that I was dealing with and going through. Thank you, God. And I know that you've been there sometime or some point in your life when all you could do was cry. Be like the woman Hannah who sat by the old God on the wayside Yes, coming out the temple crying because she didn't have no more words to say. Yes, but Eli thought that something was wrong with the woman. He said that she was drunk, but she said, no, sir, no, man, I'm not drunk. Oh, God. I just, oh, God, have been praying, and I need a miracle from God. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. And because my actions have been that I've come to the temple, oh, God, year-round with my husband. Sometimes I come up here by myself, Jesus, and I had nobody to plead and pray for me. Thank you, God. And the very woman who was supposed to be, oh, God, a friend to me that he married also, she was the one who derived me most. She was the one who talked about me the most. She was the one who messed around, oh, God, and tried to embarrass me the most. She was the one, oh, God, who lied on me the most. She was the one, oh, God, Jesus, who made fun of me the most. Good God. Oh, God. So Eli, get on with all that, man. I'm trying to get something from God. But Eli said, hold on, hold your peace, calm down. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Oh, God, by this time next year, you're going to receive what you've been asking God for. Oh, that's a miracle from a baby. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to touch you. I'm going to, oh, God, Shabbat Hosea. Oh, God, Shabbat Hosea. Jesus, I'm going to widen that womb. My God, Jesus. Oh, God. And sometimes, thank you, Jesus, God has to widen our womb. My God. Oh, Jesus. Yes, he'll make us spiritually pregnant. Oh, God, with babies of all kinds of gifts and anointing. Yes, Lord, but I'm telling you, sometimes we back up and, oh, God, sometimes we abort the promise that God has given us. Oh, Jesus, well, why do we do such things? Because we're afraid, because Satan has put something else in our ears. Satan has put something else in our mind. I'm not ready for that type of anointing. Well, when God get ready for me to do it, he ain't give it to me. Okay, well, what about when God gave it to you and you walked away from it? Oh, God, help me. See, you don't want to talk about that part, but it's okay. Thank you, Jesus. God said, I'm going to bring it right back to your face. Oh, God, I'm going to store it in your face 2 months until you get tired of me. Thank you, God. Oh, God, and all I'm asking you to do is just be obedient to me. Oh, God, and I promise you, your obedience is better than your sacrifice if you're trying to sleep, if you're always trying to eat something, if you're always trying to drink something, if you're always trying to smoke something, if you're always trying to gossip and be a bitch about it in everybody else's manner. Oh, God, if you just be obedient to me and do the thing that I ask you to do, my God, Jesus, the action that I see will bless you, oh, God, Jesus, from the north, south, and the east, and the west. Jesus, I will water your ground. I will give fruit to your land. I will heal your body. I will bless your going out and coming in. Oh, Jesus, I will do a great work down on the inside of you. Oh, glory to God, I will make your name fame. You ain't got to go out there, oh, God, because you're lacking some type of attention from your dad or from your mama or from somebody in your family. Oh, God, I will bless you and go by see until I see in the way that you should go. Huh? Jesus, I ain't got time for you to be wondering about who is and who ain't. Just be concerned about what I'm, oh, God, concerned about. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm concerned about you, my God. And oh, God, if you allow me to do the thing that you asked me to do without you mumbling, oh, God, without you complaining, without and griping and bickering about everything that's going on in your life, then you'll understand that I'm working for your good and for your worse or your bad. It ain't me, thank you, God. See, you get caught up in the situation where we think this, oh, God, well, when I sin, God punishes me. No, that is not what the Bible says. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Lord, do you want me to try to break it down? I try to do the best that I can. Look at what God said right up and through here. Thank you, Jesus. He said, oh, God, the wages of sin is what? D-E-A-T-H, meaning it is death. My God. Well, look at what happens, how you bring the death about. Jesus, he said, man is, oh, God, drawn away and enticed of his own lust. Well, what is in the world? All this other world is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. So you got these three entities. The strongest one is pride. That's why he put it at the end. Because pride is a cover-up spirit. Oh, God, it's the spirit that does not want to let anything see that what is doing behind the scene. Uh-huh, thank you, God. It's like a lot of women thank you, Holy Ghost. Well, I'm going to touch it right here. I know it's kind of graphic. It's kind of deep. It's kind of detailed. But it's going to be all right. It's for like a lot of women who are, come on, that cycle. Uh-huh. See what you don't understand? You're not really supposed to get cramps like you think you're getting cramps. Oh, God, well, they just let me know I'm coming on my cycle. The devil is a lie. That ain't got nothing to do with it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, help me. Well, I'm not the best doctor in the world, but I have studied it very, very well. Yes, Lord. When you get cramps, a lot of times it's because you have a spirit that's in there, that's nestled down in you. Uh-huh. It's called a Jezebelic spirit, oh, God, or a spirit of control, some kind of way in your life. Oh, God, that you felt that you had supposed to have some type of control over something that you didn't have control over anymore. Thank you, God. And because she's a alluring spirit, because she's a deceiving spirit, because she's a manipulative spirit, oh, God, you can't see a lot of times when she's working in you. Oh, God, well, I touched on the Holy Ghost, so there it is. Yes, Lord. So God is saying, hold up, hold up, hold up. Get yourself together. Thank you, God. Oh, Jesus, I'm working far more than exceeding blood down on the inside. Jesus, the blood only comes to what? Cleanse the womb. Oh, Jesus, to purify the body. Oh, God. And the blood, the reason why the blood works so well, oh, God, when it's time for your cycle, yes, Lord, Jezebel runs and hides. Your back start hurting. Your thumb start hurting. The lower abdomen start hurting. Oh, God, I don't know why I got these cramps. If I just get my motion, if I just get some leave, if I just get this, if I just get that, get on with all that. You need to go somewhere and pray. You need to go get some oil and rub yourself and bleed the blood of Jesus even more so. Oh, God, help me. I just switch tunes, but it's okay. God is able. He still can deliver. He still can make you whole. He still can break the curse. He still can break the band. He still can loose the cord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, but God said, I'm working a far more exceeding weight with my glory. Yes, Lord. And the glory of the Lord. Yeah, God, it blesses us. It makes us rich. The blood of Jesus is what covers us, oh, God, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. He does an inside job. He works from the inside out. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, God. And when you have the blood, thank you, Jesus, it heals, it reveals, it destroys, it takes down, it picks up, it pulls out. Yes, God. Oh, God, it rebukes the pride. It rebukes the lust. It rebukes all of these things that are not conducive to the Spirit of God. That's why God said, David said, search me, oh, Lord, try me. See if I can be completely yours. Look out on the inside of my heart. Find everything that's in there that should not be. If you see it, take it out right now. Let the blood cover me from all my shear from the inside out. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Oh, God, see, it's time for some action. If you want God to do something, then you got to do something too. Yes, Lord. And God said, you ain't going to make me do everything. Oh, God, I told even Joshua, it's your time, baby. It's your time. You don't believe it? Read it. It's in Joshua, the first chapter, verse 8. Yes, God. It's book of the law. He said, meditate therein. What? Day and night. Observe and study to do all that is written in this book of the law. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Thou wilt have good success. Yes, Lord. You want to have success over the enemy? Start reading the word. You want to have success over the enemy? Start pleading the blood of Jesus. You want to have success over the enemy? Start shouting, show some more. You want to have success over the enemy? Start blessing God anyhow. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's time for some action. Yes, Lord. When God said, I'm going to bring you up. Hey, glory to God. And I'm going to bring you out. I'm going to bless your going out. Bless your coming in. Bless your downset. Bless your uprising. Bless you in the field. Bless you in the city. Bless you in the body. Bless you wherever you are. No matter how I turn around, I'm just blessed. I'm just blessed. Every time I turn, it ain't every time I turn around. Every time I turn, I'm blessed. Why do you think he gives you the song? As I look back over my life, oh, God, Jesus, not in my life, but over my life, I think things over. I can truly say that I'm blessed. I've got a testimony. Not that just I've got a testimony, but what? I am a testimony. He didn't tell me to look back at my life. He told me to look back over my life. Jesus, it ain't over. I'm over it, my God. It's under me. Good God today. Jesus, hallelujah. So therefore, my God, because I know over the things that the devil has tried to do. I'm over the things that the enemy is trying to stop me. I'm over the detours in my life. I'm over the past in my life. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I ain't got to go back to that thing no more. I ain't imagining nothing crazy in my mind no more because I know God is on my side. I know he's working with me. He's working for me. I know he's sitting high and looking low, still watching me wherever I go. Good God, all day I feel nothing in my stomach. Jesus, I'm about to explode out of my skin. Yes, Lord, I'm so excited. I can't stand my own self. I bless God for his word. I thank God that he's a keeper because he told me he whose mind is stayed on me is what? Kept in perfect peace. Yes, Lord. He said, because I am his everlasting strength. He trusts in me, my God. He don't have to trust in none another. He don't have to trust in the bottle. He don't have to trust in the alcohol. He don't have to trust in the dope. He don't have to trust in the marijuana. He don't have to trust in another woman. He don't have to trust in another man. He don't have to be stuck in nobody's bed. That's what I mean. You ain't got to be trying to sell your body for nobody's sex. No sex for nobody's money. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. I'm better than that. I'm greater than that. God has fixed me up. He's blessed me in my way. Yes, Lord. I don't have to stand for no foolishness. I ain't taking down to nobody. Thank you, Jesus. I'm greater than that. Good God. So everything that's about you, God, is about me. And everything that wants to be right and be with you, they're going to be with me the right way. Thank you, God. So therefore, I ain't got to worry about how you are with your shenanigans, how you are with your, because you got some money, because because you know a little prestige, or you got a little fame about yourself, or you know some articulate words. That don't move me, God. I mean, honey, that don't even move God. Thank you, Jesus. God said, I ain't studying all that. I gave them that speech. I called them to be deaf. I called them to be dumb. They not be able to hear us talk, so they better be careful. Thank you, God. Messing around with my people. I told you, Jesus, and my people, which I call on my name, shall humble themselves, pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. Oh, God, then, Jesus, who will I hear them from heaven? Then will I forgive them. Then will I heal their land. Thank you, Jesus. And then will I write my name perpetually in their house, that no man, no woman, nobody, nowhere can touch them, hurt them, or harm them in no kind of way. Thank you, God. Oh, God, so as you work for me, I work for you. Thank you, God. I'm served by the field. I'm the king. My God, the prophet of the earth is for everybody. Yes, God. So I will show you where the treasures are in the land. Yes, God. It's time for me to bless you as you take a stand for me. My God. Jesus, I'm tired of the devil trying to take over that territory. Tired of the enemy trying to walk up down like we don't have nothing, or like we ain't gonna never be nobody. God said, you are my ambassador. You're my people. I called you by my name. Thank you, God. You are my heritage. You are my good and godly heritage. Thank you, Jesus. My sons, my daughters, you are the king's children. I ain't nobody kid. I'm a king's child. You understand what I'm saying? That's you, Jesus. Jesus, and I got the glory on my side because God is on my side. He's working with me and not against me. He's working for me. And far more exceedingly turn away the glory. Oh, God, than the things that are temporal in my life right now. Oh, God, okay, you lack this, but God is a healer. You lack that, but God is a healer. You lack that, but God is a healer. But what about this? God is still a healer. And he's not only that, but he's a restorer of all things. Thank you, Jesus. My God, now I'm excited. And I pray that you all are still and yet, oh, God, in the mode of, oh, God, blessing God for what you need and blessing God for what you want. And I pray that you pray my strength in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you all. And we shall soon talk later. God bless you. I love you.